Hey, this is Wade, and today I wanted to give you some feedback from a post I did a while ago. Only one comment, so it's going to be quick, about tower injuries. Is this the price of doing business? And the comment's really about TYRAP, so here it goes. TYRAP is yet another top-down approach to find safety solutions. Fundamentally, few details from TYRAP have been revealed. So far, the end game for the program is to immerse students into the industry, send graduates into the workforce as top hands, PMs, and CMs, so graduates are intended to become leaders for workers already in the field, many with many years under their belts. Do you see the friction? And I see what you're saying. As you mentioned, the deadlines, contracts, screw-ups, and the usual pushes to get the work done, with or without the proper gear to complete tasks. With these graduates, what are these graduates going to do to improve safety? They will cave in at the usual push, just like we do already, meaning that they will roll the dice and hope that they cash in. To their credit, if they follow through with the trainings, TYRAP, this is quite thorough, at least for the short-term training solution. Sadly, long-term, careful, mentored exposure to all rank-and-file workers is what's missing. Every worker climbing towers needs to be properly experienced, not just trained or certified. Union apprenticeships have been traditionally proven leaders in worker experience and worker safety. This approach is a bottom-up approach that is successful in saving lives. Maybe the industry is not ready for this discussion now, creating more bosses by virtue of TYRAP, just another industry band-aid to try to stick to a severed limb. So, the madness continues. Families will get more shocking calls, kids will grow up without their parents, widow and widowers will try to carry on with the help of the taxpayers and the stigma that endures, because OSHA fines, a slap on the wrist or not, will go to the U.S. Department of Treasury. Who really pays the price? I'll end with a quote by Kurt Vonnegut, and so it goes. And, you make some good points. I see what you're saying, but I gotta tell you, it's a tough call, and I'm going to tell you why. Because here, what you're going to do, they're trying to do something. And I get what you're saying, you know, are they going to turn out leaders instead of, and put the leaders ahead of the experienced guys? Personally, I don't see that happening. That's up to the company. I mean, the company is going to look at experience. They just are. They do. They're going to look at a couple things. They're going to look at experience and references. So you can be the best tower climber out there in the world, but if you're a complete asshole, I don't think they're going to really bring you on as a prime employee. You know what I mean? So, and if your references are such, you know, oh, he's a great climber, but the guy's a jerk. I think, you know, that weighs into it. I'm not trying to be down. I'm just telling you what I think. So, here's what I see. I see TYRAP as being a model for apprenticeship. Do I think it's going to bring out people out and they're going to suddenly be leading all the other climbers in the field? I don't see that. Now, I get what you're saying. The apprenticeship that Union served in the past seems to be a very good working model. And for tower climbers right now, you know, it's a big deal. Because that's one thing that the tower climbers are really, really in need of, I think. And I say unions, but they really need an organization that looks out for the climbers themselves. So with that said, I think, I give Nate a hard time a lot, but Nate and OSHA, they're doing what they can. The FCC stepped in with Department of Labor, and I really think they're doing what they can. I see what you're saying about the fines. It goes to the Department of Treasury, but if you don't fine them, what other recourse do you have? I mean, these companies just recently, you know, the $114,000 fine for not providing the guy the proper gear. I know they'll probably protest it, but at least they're looking beyond the climber. Listen, everything's on the climber now. So when you look at construction, and if a construction worker, you know, mistakes happen, or there's judgment errors, or the paperwork's wrong, it's important to look beyond the guy doing the work, I feel you have to understand the situation. I know there are a lot of, you know, through the years, I've heard of a lot of injuries. I know guys that have gotten injured that have just done dumb things. I'm going to give you an example. And this was just something stupid, right? So when you put, we used to put, you know, the power and the cabinets in the ground, and we used to We used to rack mount cabinets. You know, you put your either, you know, you put a 4x4 pole in the ground, or you put steel pipes, say galvanized steel in the ground. So we used to put a lot of those in the ground. Well, something was wrong that they dug the hole out. They had the pipe there. Something was screwed up. So the guy said, well, I'll tell you what, I'll just hold this pipe, or I'll hold this box. And he got out on like a 2x6. He says, I'll just hold it until you guys can replace the pipe. Well, you can imagine, he took the pipe off, the guy's there for a while, the board breaks, cabinet goes down on him, guy's in the hospital, okay? It was just stupid. He thought he could do it. Wasn't really that heavy a cabinet, but when the board broke and he went down in the hole, and those holes are generally, you know, at least 3 feet deep. So he was seriously injured, and the guy knew it was stupid. Everyone on the job site knew it was stupid, but they sat there, they weighed their options, they go, well, yeah, it should work. You know, it should work. Well, it didn't work. The board broke. So with all that said, and I'm leading up to something here, believe me, he made poor judgment. Chances are he was the guy that said, we're just going to do it quick and we'll be done. And then he's in the hospital. So are you going to blame him? Are you going to blame the schedule? It was just a stupid thing. Or what are you going to blame? Who are you going to lay blame? It's really a team effort of blame. You had the schedule that he was worried about. You know, they just had to do a quick replacement. They thought it would be a quick and easy job, and they thought the board would hold. Miscalculation, miscalculation, miscalculation. So the reality is, they probably shouldn't have done it, but they would have. It would have been a major rework thing. They would have had to get more people. It would have been a couple days onto the schedule. So you got to weigh the whole thing in. And in the end, now back then, OSHA didn't step on for things like that. And I think the guy was on workman's comp for a while. And the company took care of the guy. They didn't screw the guy over. You know, it isn't like he was hurt. I don't remember. I think the reason he was hurt so bad, the cabinet fell on him. I don't think it broke his legs. But I think what happened was, I don't know if you guys remember those old aluminum cabinets had sharp edges. I think he had about 20 stitches in his thigh. Just the way it fell down. So, you know, he's literally holding the cabinet, you know, right in front of him. And when he went down, the cabinet twisted and it cut right through, you know, his pants into his thigh. So with all that said, guy was hurt for a while, but the company took care of him. And that's what a lot of small companies do. They try to take care of their people, especially with an injury like that. Guy was laid up for a while. He just couldn't do any heavy lifting, no climbing, nothing like that, but he was still able to work. So my point is, a lot of this is going to do, the apprenticeship program is going to give people basic experience. And I think that's what TYROP was trying to do. I think they were actually trying to model it off a lot of the union apprenticeship programs. And are they going to put them out there and have them be leaders? Well, you never know. That's up to the company that hires them. If the you got to put some blame on the company here. If a company takes a guy, and companies do this a lot. I'm going to give you an example. They take guys out of college that have no experience and they put them in manager positions, and then they wonder why there's so many problems. Don't get me wrong, there's superstars out there, but there's a lot of guys that just don't know how to work with people or lead people. And there's a lot of guys out there that just, if they don't have the experience, they just think someone can go out and do it. So this is a very similar example. If they take a guy right out of TYROP and put him in charge of four experienced guys who have been climbing for 10 years, who's at fault? Are you really going to blame TYROP? Are you going to blame the hiring manager? You know what I'm saying? I think we have to find balance. So, all right, with all that said, I'm trying to make it quick this week. And remember to be smart, be safe, pay attention to what you're doing. I mean, really. That I have trouble doing that. You know, you start thinking about the next thing you have to do and the next thing and the next thing. So just pay attention to what you're doing. And I know in this business, we adapt, improvise, and overcome, but follow the plan. And when you adapt, improvise, and overcome, think of the end. It's okay to veer off the plan. Plans are meant to be changed, especially spur of the moment, because, you know, things are always different when you're working at the site. So, but you can overcome any obstacle. You just have to be creative, and experience really helps. All right, take care, everyone. See you soon. See ya!